Das Chazor sich in Ischbach Chesk Schwagen von Yehudah Mesechnis Dorm Daf Lamed Dalet. Der Mishnah hat said, Magzoloi es Avei Dosoi. Sagt ihm was, Machloi Tvin Ravam in Ravasi. One says that Shimon may return a lost object to Reuven only when it's Reuven who may not benefit from Shimon, because Reuven is actually not benefiting from Shimon. However, if Shimon may not benefit from Reuven, he may not return a lost item to Reuven because he's benefiting in that if a person asks him for tzedakah while he is returning the item, he will not have to give him anything for tzedakah based on the fact that he's busy doing another mitzvah. This is referred to the case of Pruta de Rav Yosef. He's because he's a mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So, and that's a benefit, and he therefore may not return the item. The other one says that in either case, he can return the item because the case of Pruta de Rav Yosef is not common, and therefore we don't have to worry about that type of case. Our Mishnah says that in a place where one returns a lost item, in a case where that person normally gets paid for returning a lost item, in this case, the money will have to be given to Hekdesh. Now, according to the first view, that we just discussed, that when Shimon may not benefit from Reuven, he may not return a lost item to Reuven, how could it get to a case of having to give the money to Hekdesh since he can't return the lost item altogether? Mar says, the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven is also to benefit from Shimon, and Shimon is refusing to take the money. The Mishnah teaches that Reuven may not keep the money, that would be considered as benefiting from Shimon, and he therefore has to give the money to Hekdesh. Others teach the machlokes between Rav Amir and Rasi as follows. One says, Shimon may return the lost item to Reuven only when it's Shimon who's ushered to benefit for Reuven, because the case of the Pruta de Rabbi Yosef is uncommon. However, if Reuven is also to benefit from Shimon, Shimon may not return an item to him because Reuven thereby benefits from Shimon. The other one says that even in this second case, he may return the item to Reuven because the return of a lost item is not called a true benefit. Frakti Gemara. According to the view that the Mishnah is saying that when Reuven is also to benefit from Shimon, Shimon may not return a lost item, and it's only where Shimon is also to benefit from Reuven that he can return the item, why can't Shimon accept the money? It's simply in return for the time that he spends finding the item, and it's not considered to be a benefit at all. On this, the Gemara remains with Akasha. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Rava said, if there was a hefker loaf of bread, and someone said that loaf should belong to Hekdesh, and he then took the loaf to eat it, he's over me'ila for the entire value of the loaf. However, if he took it to give as an inheritance to his son, then he's only over me'ila for the value of the toivus hana, the amount of the benefit he gets from the appreciation of his sons for doing so. If someone tells his friend, my loaf of bread should be usher to you, and he then gives it to him as a gift, does he then become mutter in the bread? Does the transfer of ownership nullify the neder? On the one hand, he said, my loaf of bread, and since it's no longer his loaf of bread because he gave it over as a present, it should no longer be usher. On the other hand, he said that this should be usher to you, which makes the loaf like hegdish on the friend maybe forever. So how do we address this question? So Rava said, it's usher even after he gives it over as a present, because that must be what he meant when he said to you. Clearly, it's usher before he gives it to him because it's not yet his. He must have meant that it should remain usher even if he gets it. If he didn't mean for this to encompass that case when he gives it over as a gift, what else could he have meant? That if Shimon steals it, it should be usher? He wouldn't plan to worry about a case where Shimon comes and steals the loaf of bread from him. So therefore, it must be that he meant that even if you get it later as a present from me, it still remains as hegdish to you. Achi Abba Oven said it may be that he meant that it's usher to him even if he invited Shimon to come and eat, and he may still not eat from the bread. However, if it was gifted to Shimon, it may be that it becomes mutter in that case. Frek Digmar Brice says, if Reuven asks Shimon to lend him an item, a cow, an axe, etc., and Shimon responds, this item should be usher on you if I have more than one of these. And she's trying to show that he truly has only one of these items and therefore he can't lend it out. And then it turns out that he has more than one of those items. Halacha is that during Shimon's lifetime, this item is usher to Reuven. However, if Shimon were to die or if it was given to Reuven as a gift, it would be mutter. This refutes the halacha of Rava that we just learned. So Zok the Gemara of Acha, the son of Ravika, said that Bryce is discussing it was first given to a third party, who then turned around and gave it to Reuven. In that case, Rav would agree that it would be permitted. Rav Ashi said, we can see this from the wording of the Braisa as well. The Braisa says, or if it was given to him as a gift. It doesn't say that Shimon gave it to him as a gift, it said it was given to him as a gift. It must be that he gave it to a third party, who then later on turned around and gave it to him as a gift. And that's why, in that case, it's not usher to him. And even Rava would agree in that case.